Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. I'm glad that we're here to see another Monday. I hope everyone is doing well. The ones that are not doing well or are in sickness or maybe a loved one passed, we give you our condolences from the radio station of The Answer Is You. We'll keep you in our prayers, family. Even though we don't know you, we just gonna send up a prayer that you know we don't know and etc. Today's topic is going to be about knowing your blood type. That's what we're gonna talk about. First off, we want to give honor to God. We thank Him for letting us rise and see a new day. We must not forget about that, because with Him, without Him, you know, it wouldn't be no tomorrow, no yesterday, no right now. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a song, and then I'm going to come back with you, and then I'm going to, tell you a little bit about the, what's going on, how we had a good time at the rally on Friday. It was so informative. We had people out from the HIV and AIDS community. They were there. The sickle cell, Maroon 9, sickle cell, they were there. Myself speaking about domestic violence. So what I do is I'm gonna play Erica Campbell, and I'm gonna come right back with you. Hopefully.
I love God.
You love God? What's wrong with you?
I love God.
You love God? What's wrong with you?
I don't think that I could live no other way. Truth be told, I'm living now on an A. Now I've seen them blessings in the modern day. The Lord I serve, He give them to me every day.
I love God.
You love God. What's wrong with you?
Love him, I love him. 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 Love
him. You ain't got the money moving by yourself. And you know you did it with a lot of air. You know it's only one, it ain't nobody else. You got me talking strong and I ain't rich, I'm talking well. See, I'm forgiving, I'm forgiving. See, I done been forgiving, now I'm living. And when I say I love, I mean it. Cause none of this be nothing if he come in a mental shop.
I love God.
You love God? What's wrong with you?
I love God.
You love God? What's wrong with you?
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, love him, I love him. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him.
Wanted you to fall. You were meant for I do. I do. You could have lost it all. You remember I do.
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love, love him, 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 love him.
All right. That's Mr. Eric Campbell. You don't love God? What's wrong with you? Yes, I appreciate you all for calling me after the board is lightening up. Like I stated, I want to give a little bit, you know, talk a little bit about my DNA company. There's a lot got to report their children, you know, they don't know who their father is, or father don't know who their kid is, or what have you. You need to make this right. My DNA company is This Is It, DNA Diagnostic Mobile Center. I will talk to you. So I also do drug testing, alcohol testing. So if you are a company that's doing some hiring, give me a call at area code 817-566-4555. More than happy to, you know, do your drug testing. It'll be 5-minute testing, whether it's alcohol or drug test. I can do that, you know, within 5 minutes. Also, Legal Shield. We're wanting to, I'm wanting to make sure that the information that I have about Legal Shield. Contact me, Smith, at 817-566-4555. Let's protect our family. Our children. We can't be with them 24 hours. And this covers, if you get a family plan, this covers your family and your children to the age of 6. So it's just $20 a month. You know, let's do the right thing. We lose $20. We have eaten food when we go out to eat. So let's think more about your family and longevity. If you have any tickets going through a divorce or thinking about divorce, and if you bought property, you want to make sure that they're on the up and up. And, you know, we're not lawyers. All of us are not lawyers. So you have 53 lawyers to choose from and have them to help you with whatever you need them for. Now, I do push the living will. You know, we want to, well, I can say for myself, I don't want my children to have to make a decision on pulling the plug or whatever on me if it ever happened. I just, you know, put out that in place so it won't be so much weighing on my family, especially my children, you know, to make that decision. So, you know, let's be smart about it. I was reading in a magazine, this happened in 2010, someone from the New York Times magazine stated, the best way to get over on black people, put it in a book they don't read. Okay? And it shouldn't be. Internet is out there, and, you know, there's other means of learning. So we're gonna make a lot of them. So please read, educate yourself. Education is power. The more you educate yourself, the best results will come out, you know, in your favor. Just let the doctor give you medication and, you know, not knocking a doctor, they do what they do. But, you know, look for some organic form of what they're trying to do. The internet is out, and if you don't know how to work a computer, ask one of the young kids, ask the neighbor kid, ask the nieces and nephews, they know what to do. They can teach you something. It's okay, you know, we can learn from babies. That's okay. They can teach us something. So those of you who are computer illiterate, you know, it's okay. We can come together. We can get it done. If you need that class or you want me to start a class like that, give a call at 817-566-4555. And that way, you know, you can be up on time, on the times, or you would know how to use it that way. But it's always okay to get a second opinion on medication or anything you do. It's okay. You know, so when we're talking about the blood types, I'm going to hint a little bit on, you know, different blood types and the food that that person is able to digest. And maybe if we look at it from the blood perspective, and, you know, that's the way I see it, you know, this is just my opinion. You know, you look at it from the blood perspective, and you know what you shouldn't be eating. You shouldn't be digesting. And I think that will probably help some people as far as with the high blood pressure and diabetes and, you know, whatever else they have, because it actually tells you you know, I'm an O positive, so it actually says that, I have, I can't digest turnip greens, catfish, peanuts, sunflower seeds. I'm not supposed to drink green tea. It's supposed to be the dark tea. So, you know, I know that the doctors or the health conscious people always like right to drink, you know, green tea. Everybody's system is not the same. So that can't be all right. So this is the way I see it. Sometimes when you're exercising, I get bloated and stuff, you know what I'm saying? So all of that comes into play with matching up the food with your blood type. And I really think that you will see a difference and you will feel differently. And I'm not saying just go and jump off the medication.
On the very top shelf, do you see it where you left it? The Bible. All you gotta do is read it. All you gotta do is believe it. It'll set you free. It'll set you free. It'll set you free. Talking about the to keep. Oh, and you need a little help with your cussing. Oh, it's all right there in the good book. Check it out for yourself. The Bible.
Be I. understand what I'm going through while I'm going through, I'd be more patient. God, help me to see things the way you see things. Did I already say, help me to be patient? Say that again. Wow. Give us your eyes.
Okay, okay. I don't know what's going on. It's cutting out on its own. They want to do it this way, but I'm here, and we're just going with what I'm speaking on. First of all, I want you all to know that I am, if you don't know your blood type, you can give me a call. I can do the test for you. And that way you would know your blood type. And you can do the research in your blood type to tell you, you know, what your body can digest, what exercises is best for your blood type. You know, we can have hearts and lungs and, you know, our kidneys and stuff, but if we don't have blood, you know, we're dead. So it is very important that you do know. And that way when you go into the hospital, you yourself, if you're conscious, or your family, you can make sure that you are receiving the right type of blood. You know, mistakes do happen. But if you are on it and if you have time, or, you know, sometimes it's an emergency, you don't know, because you don't know what's happening to you. So just be mindful and have that, you know, in a safe place so you can know what exercises is effective enough for you. Sometimes you and your girlfriend can be on the same diet, and, you know, y'all both working out together and et cetera, and she might lose 10 pounds that week, and you may not lose nothing but an inch or two, you know, no poundage. But you have to look at your blood type. It plays a big thing. The exercises are cycling may not be in you. You know, that's not, may not be what you need as far as exercise goes for yourself. So you have to be mindful. So that's why it's so important for you to read, research, ask questions. It's okay to ask questions, ask your doctor's question. If you don't understand, then you stay there until you get that answer. If you don't get the answer that you're asking for, and it might be time for you to look for someone else that prioritize you, you know, that puts you ahead of, you know, my check or my time, you know, there are a lot of good doctors out there that will sit and they will listen, but if you are the type of person, when you get back, you forget, you know, what's going on, maybe the medicine you're taking, it's okay to write notes, so I write the right notes. If grandmama is complaining that the medicine is not doing no good, write it down for her. Try to go to the doctor with your elders. I know that there's a HIPAA law and all that, but this is my loved one, and we need to know what we need to do, because it's right there in your face. They're older, and, you know, they might not be as sharp as they used to be. So we need to make sure that, you know, our people are taken care of. We might not like it, you know, and, you know, some people are, well, it's not me, or they don't want me to go. My mother can't tell me, no, I hear you, Mama, but I'll be there, you know, but I'm blessed. I don't know what's going on. I really don't. This computer is doing the dance on its own. I get it. So, Okay. Well, I'm trying to get this computer together. But anyway, I'm hoping that you all can see or hear me. But that's okay. We're gonna get it done. I'm not understanding why it did what it did, but it did. So hopefully you can hear me, Mike. So and that. But I want to look up my machine one day. See if you can still hear me. Okay, I'm trying to get them. See if they can hear me. Oh, boy. Crazy. Yep, I'm going to go along and talk about the blood type and I can just read on until I guess the computer is ready to do what it wants to do. Hopefully you all are hearing me. I'm having some difficulties right now, but I hope and pray that you all are listening still or you all can still hear me. Okay, I got the thumbs up. Y'all can see and hear me. But at any rate, we're going to go on, and I'm just going to have to talk the show at 7 o'clock. Mr. James Allen will be on. He's a health and fitness trainer. He said he's not training now, but he has trained for years. So I'm just blessed that he took time out of his schedule to, you know, said yes, that he would, you know, be on the show. So he comes on at 7 p.m. And Mr. Allen, he's also, a competitive weightlifter. I'm trying to remember. I saw pictures and trophies and you know, he take good care of himself. So, and I saw the different meals he prepared for himself, and they don't look bad, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's something I think I could deal with. So I'm going to ask him some questions, and hopefully when they come on, you know, if you have any questions about what you need to do as far as the exercise and stuff, like the food to eat, you know, maybe he I'm quite sure he can tell you. But look up your blood type, and if you don't know your blood type, get with Ms. Kay, and I will do the test for you. At the doctor's office, it's $250. I checked. You know, and that's outside of your yearly checkup. So insurance, a lot of the insurance don't carry it. Don't pay for it. So this will be coming out of your pocket. And you can come to me. This is the same test, and I'll put the $20. If you have people in your church, I can come to your church. I can come to your work. I can do like a little mini health fair at your job or get a truck stop, you know, whatever needs to be done. If you're someone that have a business, a small business, and you're looking for, just to be careful. You know, people sue people for nothing over anything these days. So with the Legal Shield, you know, you will be covered 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And you have 53 lawyers to, you know, choose from. So give Kay a call, and we can get all this together and cover your family. And please do a living will. Please do. Because, it has to be hard to see your loved one going through, and there's nothing you can do. And I don't want to put that on my loved one. You know, I don't want to do that. So I'm going to go ahead and do me a living will. And that will cut out, I feel, you know, a lot of the the stress and hurt that they're already going through because of my, you know, whatever's going on with me. You know, I just want them taken care of. That's one less thing they have to worry about. We have to think about our family. Think about leaving your family a legacy. You know, that's what's important is you leaving a legacy for your people. And I tell anybody, your family, you know, we want to take care of them. We don't want them to keep struggling or what have you. At least I don't. So that's what I'm you know, that's what my concerns are. I want my family to be okay when I'm gone, you know. So that's what we're looking for, and I mean, that's what I'm going to do. My sons, I sit down and I spoke with them, and we're all on the same page, you know? All on the same page. So getting back to the advertising of different businesses and stuff. If you have a black-owned business, I'll be more than happy to showcase you on my show. We're wanting to keep all the black money in the black community. Buy black when you can, you know. Because if we don't support each other, then the site is a meaningless site. You know, we try to get it together and make sure everybody's taken care of, make sure everybody is, on the same page. Build the village back up. You know, it takes a village to raise children. It takes a village to hold it down for our elderly. You know, there's a lot of elderly people out here that don't have no one to come see them. Their kids are probably located in another state or something, or, you know, they don't have children, or, you know, maybe the kids just don't deal with them. For whatever reason it is, they still need to be taken care of. Someone needs to help them. So when you go out in your neighborhood, going down the street, and you see the grass is up high or a house or something, like it's, you know, the house is falling in on someone, you know, call Code Compliance, see what we can do. Call the radio station. Maybe we can get some people out there and help you at least cut the yard or what have you. You know, everything isn't always about money. It's about giving back, you know. It's about giving and giving back because God will take care of you. When you do right, he'll bless you, you know. Evidently, and I'm not saying every elderly person because, you know, we got people out there, whether they're elderly or not, they try to, you know, take you. Or take your kindness for weakness, and they got popped up. One of the guys needs to come in, and they let them do whatever. They don't, you know what I'm saying? We got to be careful on that because I had to learn the hard way, you know. And that's one of my experiences, you know. It's like I'm helping you, but then I see this grown person in here. He's sharp as Cooter Brown, you know what I'm saying? So what's really happening? And I just had to tell him I'm not going to be able to do it anymore. But you have to be careful. You have to be. If people take your kindness for weakness, don't get mad. Just let it go and let go. You know? I'm paying her gas bill, helping on her lights, you know, because I understand, but all of a sudden I keep seeing your son here. So anyway, that's me. That's how I think. You know, hey, yeah, able body, he's sharp, he could be on the job, so you shouldn't need no help. But I did find out, you know, some people raise their kids differently. They give, regardless. But when it's like that, don't take from other people when you have the means, but you just, you know, you're doing it your way. You know, just say, baby, look, I appreciate it. You know, you cut the grass is nothing really. You know, it's nothing, not unless it's all grown up on your roof and stuff like that. And I'll, you know, in the backyard look like a fire. You know, I can understand that. That's going to take some time. You know, so, but we need to be mindful of our elders. You know, to be mindful, need to look out for each other and the best we can. That's what we need to do, the best we can. And that's all that is asked of us. So I am, my computer's still doing what it's doing. But I'm just going to keep talking. I I don't know what it is. You know, I know it's been raining and stuff, so maybe it's raining, you know, where the main signal is. And it won't let me do anything. Not nothing. So I appreciate you all calling in, and we're gonna get some healthy information, you know, how to eat, you know, and et cetera. So we're gonna do that, and like I said, I don't know what's going on. I really don't. But I'm hanging here, and I'll see what I can do. I can't move. Because the computer is out of mind is on. But I'm gonna try something here. All right, and I'm just gonna talk until I'm dry. And Mr. James Allen will be on, I'm supposing, about 7 PM. You know, he said about 7, so that's what we're expecting him. And I just can't wait to hear, you know, what he has to say, and you know, and what to do, and his experience in a weightlifting contest, and bodybuilding and et cetera. I think that's real neat when you can be consistent and you know, and be gung ho, you know, you don't veer from it. I know it's the lifestyle that you got to be very, very much committed. You got to be. Because we, you know, the work out it, like, you got to be committed. I mean, not committed, but, you have to be focused in order to do it. I forget it, but I can't promise you. I know it takes a little bit of time to get everything the way it should be. But, it's going to work out. But I can't wait to hear his stories and how he got and what made him come to that conclusion to be a health and fitness person, you know, because it's like it's something you got to want to do. You got this. Okay, it's 6:38 PM, and I'm still working on the computer, but hopefully it'll do what it do. But I'm glad that I'm able to hear. I mean, you all are able to hear me, and I'm gonna do what we need to do to make it happen. All right. Okay, we're gonna talk about the topic is, you know, why is it so important for you to know your fitness? And here are 10 reasons why. You know, some blood types, they have they develop blood clots more so than others. Heart disease, fertility. Some have a strong, a high level of stomach cancer, stress. Your gut bacteria, you know, that's your intestine. And it'll tell you, you know, what you can and cannot, what you should and should not digest, not can and cannot, because you can do what you want to do. It's up to you to make that change, you know, or that choice. Also, the nutrition and the weight loss part of it, I think that's very important too. And you know, I'm not a doctor or anything like that, but I've studied it just seemed to me like when I was in medical school, I passed, you know, with A. I'm not, you know, boasting or nothing like that, but it was just, I had some unanswered questions, you know, because it didn't make sense to me. You know, people think differently, and I always felt that the blood had to be more, not saying it's not important, it has to be more important than what they tell us, you know. school and stuff like that. You know, it's this and this. If they having a heart attack, you know, they get this type of medicine. And I didn't understand how is it that everybody didn't care, male or female, black, white, green or purple. They always thought you had on the same type of high blood pressure medicine or sugar diabetes medicine. It's about 9 or 10 people, y'all friends, y'all all on the same medicine. But in my head, it's like, how is that? You know, they're not no kin. They don't have the same DNA. So how could you clump them together? So, you know, that's the type of person I am. I think outside the box. You know, So I just sit back and I thought about it and so I guess, you know, when it's time to stuff for me to learn different things, you know, God revealed it to me in that time. So it came back around again, you know, because I like doing health fairs, and with me having my DNA company, DNA testing company, you know, it's like it came back around. And I was like, okay, Lord, I see what you're saying. At the time, it just wasn't time, you know, for whatever. But now, you know, it is, and I'm going to get all of the information I can, and I will share you with everything I know, you know. Anytime that I can help anybody with anything, yes, I am. I'm going to share. It's 6:42 now. So, Mr. Allen will be on at 7. So, we're going to do that. But after the nutrition and weight loss, it's the transfusion. That's a big thing, too, because you know your blood type. Anytime I've had surgery, you know, I've always gone to the doctor, to the hospital, and, you know, and they took my blood. Instead of me having to use someone else's blood. I thank God I was able to do that, you know. And if you can, do your own blood. And I'm like this, you really don't know if that's the blood they're going to give you. You just hope and pray because you're not right there, you know. I'm skeptical like that. So, you know, people make mistakes. They're human. And I, yeah, it's something to think about. And the reason being, for me being so skeptical about blood and blood transfusions is that having my oldest son, I was real sick. I just turned 6 months, and we both had to have a blood transfusion. In the mix of that, my son ended up with sickle cell trait. You know, not the actual sickle cell, but that's the trait. I don't have it in my family. His father didn't either, and still don't. So that's the only thing it could have been, you know. So he's well. I mean, he's never gotten him down and laid up on it, and I made sure that he didn't, you know, I didn't get the fast food, feed him the fast food, fly out. I had to be mindful. But one thing I did, I made sure he drank enough water. You know, because back then, that's what he was like. He was born in 83. So back then, it was like, you know, you have to have a lot of water or whatever, you know. But it did tell you if you can cook more home-cooked meals, and that was the way, you know, to go. So I am, that's why I'm skeptical about it. That's the reason why. But it is now 65. Also, one of the reasons why it's so important to know your blood type is because of pregnancy. And number 10 is helping others. That means donating your blood and stuff like that. And with me being O positive, I speak about that because that's what I know. You know, it's my blood type. It really tells me, you know, what I can and cannot do. And it also states that we have a high acid content in our stomach, and also we are subjected to muscles more so than the other blood type. So that we're stressors, you know, other blood types are stressors too. But they said it even go as far as talking about your attitude and your understanding and stuff. You know, it all plays plays the, you know, the same game. So it's like with me being an O positive, it says that O positive people are very intelligent, you know, they play well with others, as they say, and they, you know, they're easygoing. But once you, you know, push that certain button, you know, it's some things that happen. And O positive blood, it's like, this is what, you know, the gentleman who wrote the book, he stated that they go from 0 to 900 in seconds, and it's hard for them to go back to everything is okay mode. So we have a hot temper. When the temper flares, it flares, and it, you know, that's what happens. But it goes so deep, and it's, you know, I'm just so interested in finding out as much as I can. You know, and that's the thing I think about every day. You know, especially when you're learning different things, and you know, we do what we do. Okay. Okay. Wish there was some music or something I could play and I could tinker with this system a little more. Also, on Friday night, we had a good turnout over at the rally. Mr. Donnie B, he broadcast live at the rally. And we had some nice people out there. We had the Fort Worth police out there. They was doing the, you know, getting fingerprints for the children so they can have those badges and stuff, the pictures taken just in case something happened to them. We also had Maroon 9. They were there with the sickle cell. We had the, I want to say, Hope. Men was out there. What they do, they work with young youth or young people, you know, headed down the wrong way. They're in the gang or whatever. They're part of the police also. So, you know, everybody got their hands out there helping the community and, you know, trying to spread the word and be there and straighten some of these, some of the kids out, show people there's another way of living, you know, as far as getting in trouble. That's not cool. It's never cool to get in trouble, you know. It's not cool at all. So, I'm not understanding this thing, man. I'm just not. Making me mad now, but I keep on talking. Have you ever thought about what it would take to, you know, lose the weight, keep it off, and, you know, keep naturally, you know, not that you have to take 8 pills a day and you have to take drops and drink this concoction and, you know, stuff like that. Some people do, you know. Some people do. But I'm still sticking to what I say. If you know the blood type, you know, that these doctors would be able to, you know, answer a lot of things for you. But, you know, we know how they to get out of me. So, I'm hanging in here. So, I just hate that I can't see the boy. So, if I can't see the boy, I can't see you all calling in. I can't see anything like that. So I'm just winging it. You know, it's frustrating. But I'm going to fight till I can't fight no more. So I'm going to see. they've come up with anything. I'm working on it, people. I'm working. That's you down here? I can't see nothing.
Yeah, she's not able to see you.
And the man's supposed to cut out.
She's not able to hear anything.
She don't want to hear
anything.
But she was on the top.
Yeah, I did it earlier, but once I got off, I assumed she was fine, but apparently she's.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Right. I just cut it short. In the show for
today. Okay, she said that she just done to cut the show short for the day and then just start back another day.
Yeah, but the computer is down. Let me know. Hey, Lico. Hey, just Kay. My thing is, I can't get on the computer. That's what it is. You know, that's how. Yeah. It got to be because it blanked it out. You know.
Is it too hot?
No.
Too hot?
No. It's not, ain't nothing like that. It has to be. It blinked out. No, I can't even log out on my computer. Even once they did it, it froze the computer. It froze it, yeah. That's what I was saying, Dad. And Mr. Allen was supposed to call in and say that. So, but see, I still can't see nothing. Yeah. Yeah, because everything was fine. Then all of a sudden it just zoomed. No. I can see it, but it's frozen. I can't move anything. The thing, you know. Okay. Okay, let me see if I cut it out because I tried to move and do all that earlier and it was froze. It wasn't moving. Okay. I did. When I tried that and it wouldn't move. It's like it froze. It won't do nothing. Yeah, I did that. Okay. But when I did do that, I shed it out. When I cut it off, it was at the same place. That's how I know it was froze. You know, when I cut it out, sit for like 2 or 3 minutes, and I cut it back on, and it was still at the same place. That means it's frozen. You know, it's not moving. Mm-hmm. It's a little computer. It is there. It's there. It's there, but the mouse don't move. That's what I'm saying. I was in the mix of playing a song, and all of a sudden, it just went out. The whole screen went black.
Okay.
Then it came back up. I cut it out. It came back up, but it was still right there. It was stuck. I couldn't play the music. I couldn't get back. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't do anything. So I cut it back out, and I quit. And like I said, you know, I'm talking through it. Through my phone. This is weird because, you know, I know when I played the music, it kept jumping. You know, on the board kept, it wasn't steady. It was just jumping from place to place. You know, I'm trying to play one song. You know, it had mine in its own. That's what he started doing. That's what I noticed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, okay, well, I'm still gonna work at it, see what's what because
Mm-hmm.
It went right back.
Right now, you know, maybe something you need to
you know, really look at or whatever. But, you know, hey, I'm not going to be down. I'm going to lift my head up and go on. Oh, yeah. Exactly. Right, exactly. Yeah, Unc, I got your pick, Unc. It's just this computer. I'm gonna get it together. I'm gonna call people. If you're on the line, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna cancel the show for today, and I'm just gonna have a repeat done for next week. And I'm trying to get it. I'm texting Mr. Allen and see if he can be free to come on next week. The computer, you know, some things you can do something about, and some you can't. So if you all are hearing me, I'm going to go ahead and end my segment for today at 7:09. Mr. Allen, I'm texting you now, and hopefully you'll be able to come on next week and we won't have this difficulty. But I thank you all for hanging in there with me. And God bless you, and we'll talk again next week. I'll talk to you then. Have a good evening. Bye-bye.